and welcome live from Tehran. You've tuned into Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story this hour takes us to Afghanistan, where the death toll from twin explosions that shook the Afghan capital of Kabul on Saturday has now risen to at least 80 people. More than 230 others have been injured. Now, the death toll is likely to rise. The explosions took place when two suicide bombers blew up their explosive belts at a rally held by the ethnic Hazara people in Kabul's Demezang area. Daesh Takfiri terrorists have claimed responsibility, saying the target was Afghanistan's Shia community. In the wake of the explosions, angry Afghans blamed lax security and the government of President Ashraf Ghani for the massacre.
Right before the explosion, about 20 security forces' cars abandoned the base. Then the explosion happened. This was a conspiracy against us.
We will never leave this place. We will stay here unless the perpetrators are brought to justice.
The international community asked us to put down our guns, and we did so. We voted for the government, and today we came to ask for our rights and see what happened.
This attack was carried out by the government. This is the government's response to our peaceful protest.
The demonstration in Kabul was organized by members of the minority Hazara community. Now, the Hazara protesters have been demanding that a key power transmission line be implemented in through their home province of Bamiyan. The northern province is one of the most deprived areas in Afghanistan, with a large ethnic Shia Hazara community. Crossing over to Kabul, joined by Press TV's Amin Alami, who's going to bring us the latest in that situation that took place there. Amin, tell us the new information, or tell us what is happening as far as the situation and investigation that will be carried out.
Yes, of course. Let me firstly tell you that the main motive behind this protest was the Kabul's attempt to change the route of Afghanistan's largest power transmission plan from central Bamiyan province to its north in Salang Pass. It was about nearly 2 months ago when these protesters came together and launched the same protest here in the Afghan capital, Kabul. And this today's protest was the second round of the such a protest. They blame the Afghan government, as I mentioned, for not paying attention to their basic rights or respecting their citizenship as Afghan citizens, even. The protesters came together in the Demezang Square in the center of the Afghan capital, Kabul, but at the afternoon of the protest day, I mean today afternoon, at the local Kabul time, two attackers targeted the protesters, and the attacks or explosions claimed the lives of 80 people and injured around 230 others. This is what the Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed. And this is also worth mentioning that we talked to many injured people, their relatives and protesters. Mm-hmm. Most of them, in general, I can say, are emphasizing on various points, especially that they are demanding their rights, and they will continue to protest, although they have sustained a large number of victims and they have lost their beloved ones, and this will not be the end point of their protest. In the meantime, the Afghan government, especially the Afghan presidential palace, has issued a press release. In this press release, we see that the Afghan government says that we are supporting the protesters, all Afghan citizens, all Afghan people. They have this right to protest. It has also pointed out to this fact that the government will investigate today's explosions, and after that they will share it with the media and the people. Another important point in this protest and its motives is that Central Bamyan province, which is located in the most secure areas of Afghanistan, is one of the most deprived areas in Afghanistan. Most of the residents of this province and many other provinces in its neighborhood, like Ghazni and Ghor, are Shia people. And as I mentioned, they have been deprived from their basic rights not since decades ago, but since centuries ago. And now their top thinkers say that this is the time to raise our voice against the discrimination, what they claim, against the discrimination, and ask the government to put an end to discriminatory policies against these people.
Thank you so much for that update out of Kabul. Press TV's Lamine.